欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们第四晚的布道会。
Welcome all the friends joining us in the fourth evening of Evangelical Service.
继续跟大家来查考到底耶稣是谁。
Let's continue to study with everyone who is Lord Jesus.
每个人常常都会自我介绍。
Every one of us will introduce ourselves.
那在约翰福音里面，主耶稣有七次的自我介绍。
In the book of John, Lord Jesus introduced himself 7 times.
那我们前面三个晚上学习，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
In the last 3 evenings, we learned that Lord Jesus said that he is the pathway, the light, and life.
今天晚上我们要继续来学习耶稣的另外一个自我介绍。
Then tonight, we want to continue to study another introduction of Lord Jesus.
先看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
35节。
Verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
35, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
主耶稣曾经说，我是世界的光。
Lord Jesus once said that he is a light in the world.
然后他就医治一个瞎眼。
Then he went on and healed a blind.
让他能够看见。
So the blind can now see.
主耶稣曾经说，我是生命，我是复活。
Lord Jesus also said that he is life, he is resurrection.
然后他就叫拉撒路死了4天，从死里复活。
Then he resurrected Lazarus who had died for 4 days.
那在35节，耶稣介绍说，我就是生命之粮。
Verse 35, Lord Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
但是耶稣在自我介绍之前
，Before Lord Jesus introduced himself，
从第六章的第一节一直到15节。
From chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 15.
耶稣变饼给5000个人吃。
Lord Jesus broke bread for 5,000.
他用变饼的能力来证明，他是有能力做人生命之粮。
He used the example of breaking the bread to prove that he has the ability to be the bread of life.
在约翰福音里面，从开始一直到结束，人一直议论纷纷，到底耶稣是谁？
In the book of Matthew, in the book of John, from the beginning to the end, everyone is always having a controversy as to who the Lord Jesus is.
认识他的人觉得他是人间的至宝。
People who know him think that he is a treasure in this world.
因为他所要给世界上人呢，你是其他找不到的。
Because what he will give to the people is not found anywhere else in the world.
不认识他的人。
And the people that don't know him.
就拿石头要打他。
They wanted to stone him to death.
因为他讲的话跟一般人讲的不一样。
Because things that he spoke of are very different from other people.
所以大家觉得他说他亵渎神，要石头打他。
That's why people think that he was blaspheming against God and they want to stone him to death.
在第六章里面。
In chapter 6.
我们可以看到耶稣是一个有影响力的人。
We can see that Lord Jesus is a very influential person.
为什么这样说呢？
Why did I say this?
如果我们看这个第二节。
Verse 2.
有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
Verse 2, then great multitude followed him because they saw his sign which he performed on those who were diseased.
到底几个人跟随他？
How many people followed him?
如果我们读第十节的最后一句。
If we look at verse 4.
十节的最后一句。
The last part of verse 10.
他说数目差不多有5000人。
It's about 5,000.
今天我们到公园去试试看。
Today, try to go to the park.
你站在那里讲，可以吸引几个人
？And try to declare the gospel and see how many people you can attract.
5个人，这个不错吧
？Perhaps 5 is really good.
50个人相当了不起。
Or 50, that's great.
500个人就不得了。
And it would be amazing if you can attract 500.
5000个人就超乎想象。
Let alone 5,000, that's beyond imagination.
那这个5000个人是从白天一直。听耶稣讲到太阳下山。
And these 5,000 people, they listen to the gospel of salvation from the morning until the sunset.
耶稣是有影响力的人。
Lord Jesus is a person of influence.
那我们就想。
So let us think about this.
到底耶稣有什么？
What does Jesus have?
现代的人有影响力的条件，耶稣都没有。
And people of these days that are considered influential, Lord Jesus doesn't have any of their qualities.
第一个。
First.
耶稣没有家世背景。
Lord Jesus does not come from a high family background.
他爸爸是木匠。
His father was a carpenter.
所以有一阵子人听他讲道非常好。
And for a while, people listened to his gospel.
忽然间有人认识说，哎，他爸爸就是我们街头那个木匠啊。
And some audience among them recognized that his father was a carpenter.
那些有头有脸的人就听不下去了。
And so people that were of high status could not listen to the gospel anymore.
在社会上被尊重的，我怎么能够听一个木匠的儿子在讲道呢？
Because I'm well respected in the society, so how can I listen to a sermon delivered by a carpenter's son?
耶稣没有家型美容。
Lord Jesus does not come from a high social status.
你看，好多电影明星为什么吸引人？
Or does not have a beautiful face. Think about why so many celebrities attract people.
男的英俊，女的漂亮。
Because they're either very handsome or very beautiful.
但是圣经说，耶稣30岁看起来像50岁。
But the Bible tells us that Lord Jesus was merely 30 years old. He looked like he was in his 50s.
你今天如果对一个30岁的弟兄说，哦，你50岁了没有？
Today, if you tell a 30-year-old brother and ask him, "Are you in your 50s?"
他大概皱皱眉头，下一次就。不敢跟你讲话。
He maybe will make a frown face, but he wouldn't want to talk to you anymore.
所以他没有外表吸引人。
So he doesn't have a very attractive outer appearance.
那个画耶稣的像哦，都把耶稣画得英俊潇洒，看了还想再看。
So the pictures that we see, they often depict the Lord Jesus as a very handsome man.
其实耶稣看了你不想看。
But the truth is, he was not very handsome.
没有家型美容。
Because he does not have a beautiful outer appearance.
不像电影明星。
He's not like a celebrity.
第三个。
Third quality.
耶稣没有教育。
Lord Jesus was not well educated.
今天你如果没有一个 PhD 头衔，你写什么书，图书馆都放不进去。
Today, unless you have a PhD degree, the bookstore wouldn't even want to have your book on the shelf.
所以每一次演讲下面都有一个头衔。
So every time you give a speech, you have to have a title behind your name.
这样代表他的分量。
And that shows that you're of a status.
但是他没有。世界上的学问。
Lord Jesus did not have the worldly education.
再来，耶稣没有钱。
Then also, Lord Jesus did not have money.
我们看有一些什么投资大家，他要演讲一场，哇，大家出了好多的钱要去听听他演讲。
If you ever see an investor giving a speech, whenever the people would devote a lot of money in order to hire him.
因为他有钱，就证明他能够告诉你怎么赚钱。
Because if an investor is rich, then he can show you how you can also be rich.
那这样他就有影响力。
Then that person will be influential.
主耶稣没有钱。
Lord Jesus did not have money.
圣经说他连放枕头的地方都没有。
Lord, the Bible says that he does not even have a place to put his head.
一个没有学问的。
For a person that doesn't have education.
没有家庭背景。
Without a high family status.
没有钱。
Has no money.
没有这个外貌。
Does not have a attractive outer appearance.
这样的人能够有影响力，这不简单。
For such a person to have influence, this is not easy.
那确实也是不简单。
And indeed, this was not easy.
那为什么这个5000个人会被吸引呢？
Why is it that these 5,000 people were attracted to Jesus?
你看第二节。
Verse 2.
说许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟他。
A great multitude followed him because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased.
耶稣没有刚刚提到的四件。
Lord Jesus did not have the four qualities that I just mentioned.
但是耶稣有一个是人没有的。
But Lord Jesus has one quality that the human don't have.
就是神的权柄。
That is God's authority.
所以圣经里面讲，耶稣一出来传道人，大家很惊讶。
And the Bible tells us that when Lord Jesus started missionary, people were impressed.
说他讲道很有权柄。
They said that his speech, his sermon was full of power.
特别说不像文士。
It was not like the scribes.
什么叫做权柄？
What does it mean to have power?
神的话好像一把刀。
Is God's words is like a sword.
能够扎入人的心。
It can pierce right into your heart.
会感动人。
It moves you.
会改变人。
It will change you.
这个叫做权柄。
This is what we call authority.
所以耶稣在讲道不只是好听。
So Lord Jesus' sermon is not only easy to listen.
听听没有什么事情。
It seems after you listen, nothing happens.
耶稣讲道能够砸到人心的弱点。
But Lord Jesus' sermon can pierce into the weakness of your heart.
他能够启发让人得到智慧。
He can inspire you so that you can gain wisdom.
他能够让人在绝望看到盼望。
He lets you see hope when it's hopeless.
他能够讲天上的事情。
He can talk about matters of the heaven.
他能够讲人生最重要的题目。
He can talk about the most important topic in your life.
而且没有一个人能够把他问倒。
And nobody can stump him.
这种权柄是从神来的。
Such authority only comes from God.
耶稣在世界上可以赶鬼。
Lord Jesus in this world had cast out demons.
好几次人就带着被鬼附着的人来。
Many times people brought to him, the others were possessed by the demons.
他一吩咐，那个鬼就出去了。
He only commanded, and then the devil went out.
其实有鬼也是认识他的。
There are some demons that actually recognize him.
苦苦哀求，请你不要叫我从这个人身上出去吧。
They would beg Lord Jesus to not cast them out from this person.
那主耶稣很爱这个人。
But Lord Jesus loves this person.
就吩咐巫鬼从他身上出去。
So he instructed the demon to leave him.
那这巫鬼是一群。
And so this is a group of demons.
那这个鬼出去要去哪里呢？
Where would this group of demons go if they leave?
就跑到猪里面去。
So they went into the herds of pigs.
所以你看，猪如果鬼进去，这个猪就变成狂猪了。
If the herd of pigs were possessed by the demon, these were considered crazy pigs.
所以那些猪就全部都跳到海里面自杀。
So all of them jump into the ocean and committed suicide.
不是三条，不是三十条，不是三百条，是四千条。
It's not three pigs or 30 or 300, but rather it's 4,000 pigs.
耶稣有权柄。
Lord Jesus has authority.
可以赶鬼。
He can cast out demons.
耶稣有权柄可以医病。
Lord Jesus had the authority to heal the disease.
因为他是创造万物的来源。
Because he is the source that created everything.
他既然有权柄创造，他就有权柄能够修理。
If he had the authority or the power to create, so will he heal.
这个就是医病的权柄。
And that is the authority of healing the disease.
所以耶稣在世界上。
So when Lord Jesus was in this world,
瞎眼看见,
the blind could see,
瘸腿走路,
the limp began to walk,
麻风病得医治,
the leprosies were healed,
死人复活,
and the dead were resurrected.
不可能都变成可能
了。 All the impossibles became possible.
所以他虽然我们世界的条件都没有,
so even though he did not possess any of the qualities of the world,
但是他的影响力就证明他的身上有神的同在。
But his influence shows us that in him there is the abidance of God.
每一个人死了，影响力就消失。
Every person, the moment he dies, his influence has dissolved.
大部分都是这样。
And that's the most of the case.
但是耶稣在世界上，
But Lord Jesus in this world,
他只有12个使徒。
He only had 12 disciples.
后来有70个门徒。
He had 12 apostles and 70 disciples.
那这样的人死了就完了。
So if a person dies, it will all be over.
因为他什么都没有啊。
Because he had nothing.
但是耶稣他预言。
But Lord Jesus, he prophesied.
我如果被举起来。
If I was raised.
我被钉十字架。
I was crucified.
我就要吸引万人来归我。
Then I will attract multitudes to return to me.
这个话是有一点夸张啊。
And this seems to be a little exaggerated.
这一种人死了才要吸引人。
This person only attracts people when he's dead.
结果主耶稣真的死了。
And the truth is, he really died.
他也复活了。
He really resurrected.
他也升天了。
He indeed raised to heaven.
他的门徒就带着他所赏赐的权柄。
And his apostles and believers then carried the authority that he has given them.
到处去传福音。
They went everywhere to proclaim the truth.
传到使徒行传28章，福音已经到罗马。
And in Acts chapter 28, the gospel spread to the Rome.
那这个福音继续扩张。
And this gospel continued to expand.
现在全世界每一个角落都有人信耶稣。
And now in this world, every corner of this world, there is somebody that believes in Lord Jesus.
他的影响力不但没有消失，越来越大。
His influence not only did not grow weaker, but rather it grew stronger.
已经经历两千年。
And 2,000 years has passed.
不晓得有多少人的生命改变，愿意为耶稣活。
How many people's life have changed so that they are now living for Jesus?
甚至有人愿意为耶稣而死。
And there are even people that are willing to die for him.
所以耶稣的存在就证明他是神。
The existence of Lord Jesus proves that he is God.
如果他不是神，
if he was not God,
他的影响力这么大，这么远，没有办法解释。
There's no reason, no way to explain how his influence was so great and lasted so long.
他不是人，
He was not human.
人死了就消失了。
Because when a human dies, his effect dissolves, but he is God.
只要神存在的一天，他就有影响力。
As long as there's one day that God exists, he will always be influential.
所以今天为什么这么多人会来信耶稣？
So today, why are there so many people that come to believe in Lord Jesus?
因为好多人在世界上无路可走的时候来求告耶稣，神迹发生。他的问题得到解决。
Because there's so many people in the moment of hopelessness, they've come to cry to Lord Jesus, and their problems are solved because of the miracles.
那我们美国有出两本的见证集。
In the U.S., we have two books of testimonies.
第一本是中文、英文都有。
And the first comes in Chinese and English version.
那第二本这个礼拜刚刚出来的。
And the second testimony book just published this week.
是我们美国的信徒过去里面对神的一个体验，把它收集起来。
And that's a compilation of all the testimonies that we collected of the members in the U.S. for the last 2 years.
那如果我们读一读这些见证，
So when you read the testimonies,
我们就可以找到原因，为什么他从一个没有信的人会相信。
And then you will find the reason as to why an unbeliever can believe now.
他不只是听听这样就信而已。
He not only just listened and he believed.
是在生活当中对神有实际的体验。
But rather in his life, he has concrete experience of God.
那为什么对神有体验？
Why did he have experienced God?
因为神有能力。
Because God has power.
神有恩典。
God has grace.
神的能力跟恩典临到我们的生活，就是我们的体验。
When God's grace and His power comes upon us, then that's our experience.
所以耶稣吸引5000个人跟从他。
So Lord Jesus attracted 5,000 to follow Him.
那我们现在再看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第六章的第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣举目看见许多人，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里来买饼叫这些人吃呢？”
Verse 5, then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming towards them, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat?
其他的圣经有说天黑了。
And other versions will say that it's dark.
门徒说请大家回去吧。
And the disciples will ask the crowd to leave.
耶稣怜悯他们。
But Lord Jesus had mercy on them.
听道理听到太阳下山在那肚子饿。这个太可怜吗？
Because they listened to the sermon, to the message until the sun sets, they must be hungry.
所以主耶稣要解决，让他们吃饱才回去。
But Lord, so Lord Jesus wants to help them, feed them first before they send them home.
因为他怜悯他们。
Because he had mercy on them.
所以今天最怜悯我们的是谁？
So today, who is the person that shows the most mercy upon us?
大家说我爸爸，我妈妈。
Some people will say it's my mother or my father.
这是不错的。
Of course, this is true.
但是如果我们相信耶稣，
But if you believe in Lord Jesus,
我只知道今天对我们爱最大的是主耶稣。
Then you realize that the person that loves us the most is Lord Jesus.
所以他不愿意让5000个人回去，要饼给他吃。
So he does not want the 5,000 to go hungry. He wants to feed them bread first.
但是5000个人要怎么办呢？
But how are you going to feed 5,000?
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
他说这个话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道怎样行。第七节。
7.
腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点，也是不够的。
Verse 6. But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Verse 7. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
我们想想看哦。我们这里吃饭大概有100个人。
So let's think about this. We have about 100 of us here for dinner.
如果再多一倍，200个就很难应付了。
And double it, you have 200. It would be very hard to serve 200.
那多10倍，2000个人，那你怎么去准备给他们吃
？And what about 2,000? How are you going to prepare food for 2,000?
那如果再多5000个人，那这根本不可能啊。
And 5,000 people, it's nearly impossible.
但是在神没有什么事情不可能。
But in God, that nothing is impossible.
所以这里说。主耶稣原是要试验腓力。
And here says that Lord Jesus was testing Philip.
但是他自己原知道怎样行。
For he himself knew what he would do.
所以我们每一个困难。
So every trouble we encounter.
有时候只对我们一个考验。
Sometimes it's just a test to us.
考验就是我们对神信得下去，信不下去。
It tests us as to if we can continue to believe in God or not.
所以有一些问题我们真的没有办法解决。
So when there are problems that we really can't solve.
那没有办法解决，现在就是考验。那你既然不能解决，主耶稣，你信得下去吗？
And it's a test to us. Since we can't solve the problem, can we still continue to believe in Lord Jesus?
如果主耶稣真的爱我，
If Lord Jesus really loves me,
我的问题他能解决吗？
Can he solve my problem?
如果主耶稣很爱我，
If Lord Jesus loves me,
我的问题他不能解决，
and he cannot solve my problem,
那我跟他跟没有跟他也差不了多少。
Then there's no difference whether or not I follow him or not.
哦，那这里主耶稣他原来知道怎样行。
Here says Lord Jesus himself knew what he would do.
他不需要人告诉他怎么行。
He does not need people to tell him what to do.
他有那个智慧，他有那个能力，他知道怎么做。
He has that wisdom and the power to know what to do.
所以今天我们所拜的主耶稣。
So today the Lord Jesus that we worship.
每一个问题都有答案。
He has an answer to every question.
而且他对问题的答案常常是超乎我们所想象的。
And the answers that he has for our questions often it surpasses our knowledge.
你没有办法预测的。
You cannot predict it.
因为神在做事，谁有办法预测？
Because when God works, how can we predict His work?
那到底主耶稣要怎么行？
So how is Lord Jesus going to solve this?
好，我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
说在这里有一个孩童带着五个大饼两条鱼，只是分解这许多人还算什么？
Verse 9. There's a lad here who has five barley loaves and two small fish, but what are they among so many?
有一个小孩子带着五个饼两条鱼。
There is a small child that carries five barley and two small fish.
我们在带东西都是看我们自己的饭量在带的。
When we carry food, we often carry according to our appetite.
那这个小孩子带五个饼两条鱼，或者是够两餐吧，或者够三餐。
And so this child carries five barley loaves and two small fish. Maybe it would last him two meals.
哎，但是非常奇妙。
But miraculously,
主耶稣就拿起这个饼来祝谢。
And Lord Jesus took the bread and gave thanks.
就分给那坐的人。
And then he began to give it to the multitude.
他又拿起鱼来也祝谢了。
And then he also brought the fish and give thanks.
也分给他们。
Then also give it to the crowd.
结果他们都吃饱了。
Then everybody was full.
把零碎的收起来，还剩十二篮。
They gathered the leftovers, there's still 12 bags.
这个叫做神迹。
And this is what we call miracle.
这个方法来让五千个人吃饱，从来没有人想过，也从来没有人做过。
And the method he used to feed the 5,000, nobody ever imagined or ever done it before.
所以以前我们常常听人说啊，我肚子都吃不饱，还去拜耶稣吗？
So in the past, we've heard people say that, I can't even fill my stomach, how can I go believe in Jesus?
我先要解决民生问题，我才能够去拜耶稣。
I have to solve the basic needs, so I can go believe in Lord Jesus.
所以你为什么没有办法来敬拜神？
So why is it that you can't come and worship God?
因为我生活有问题，我怎么拜神？
Then I answer that I have problems with my life, so how can I come and worship God?
但是很显然，这个神迹告诉我们。
But clearly, this miracle is telling us.
如果我们对神有信心，
if we have faith towards God,
我们来寻找神。
When we come and seek after God,
先求神的国跟神的义。
We seek for His kingdom and His righteousness first.
好像那五千个人坐在那里听道理。
It's just like the 5,000 sitting there listening to the words.
他也没有想到晚餐要从哪里。
They did not worry about the dinner.
但是晚餐就主耶稣就替他预备了。
But Lord Jesus prepared dinner for them.
所以当我们很热心在追求神。
So when we are fervently seeking after the Lord.
追求我们的父亲。
When we are seeking after our heavenly Father.
他是爱我们的。
He loves us.
我们的父亲会让我们肚子饿回去吗？
Would our Father let us go hungry?
会让我们生活发生困难吗？
Will He let us have problem in our lives?
所以一个真正要享受神在生活丰盛恩典的人。
So a person that truly want to enjoy God's blessing in various aspects of his life.
都需要带着信心来追求他。
They have to come see God with faith.
信心的果效就是我们在生活对他恩典的体验。
The fruit of the faith is our experience of God.
所以信仰是可以体验得到的。
So faith is can be experienced.
耶稣的恩典是可以体验得到的。
Lord Jesus' blessing and grace can be experienced.
所以不是别人告诉耶稣很好，所以我觉得耶稣很好。
It's not that we do not think Lord Jesus is good just because other people tell us so.
别人告诉我耶稣很好，我自己可以体验到。
When other people tell me that Lord Jesus is good, I myself can also experience it.
那等我自己体验到以后，
Once I experienced it myself,
我觉得主耶稣很好，
Then I agree Lord Jesus is good.
我就被他吸引了。
And that's how I'm attracted to him.
我就信服了他了。
So I believed him.
虽然他什么都没有，
Even though he has nothing,
但是我信他。
But I believe him.
因为他有别人所没有的。
Because he has what other people don't have.
他能够解决人不能解决的问题。
He can solve problems that other people cannot solve.
这一点他就可以吸引我。
For this very reason, he attracted me.
所以这五千个人吃过耶稣变的饼以后，
So the 5,000 after they took the bread given by Lord Jesus,
他对主耶稣的态度就改变了。
Their attitude towards Lord Jesus has changed.
十四节。
Verse 14.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这真是那到世间来的先知。”
Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is come into the world."
旧约圣经有预言，有一个伟大的先知要到。
In the Old Testament, it prophesied that there is a great prophet that will come.
那众人看见耶稣行的神迹。
When the multitude saw the signs that Lord Jesus has done,
就证明说啊，这个是真的是旧约预言那个神是。先知要来到
and that proved that that must be the great prophet that's prophesied in the Old Testament.
所以从神来的
so a person that comes from God,
他是跟从人来的不一样
he is different from the person that comes from men.
因为神派他来，一定给他一个权柄
because God sent him, he must send him with authority.
能够完成神给他的托付
so that he can complete the commission that God has given him.
因此，大家看到这个外在神迹的表现，就信服他是从神来的
So when people saw the miracles of his authority, they believe him.
十五节
Verse 15.
耶稣知道众人要来强逼他做王，他就独自退到山上去了。
15. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone.
所以这五千个人不但跟着耶稣，他希望耶稣做他们的王。
These 5,000 people not only follow Lord Jesus, they want to make him a king.
因为你有能力变饼给我们吃啊。
Because you have the ability to feed us with bread.
你比别人不一样啊，所以求你做我们的王。
You're different from other people, so we ask you to be our king.
但是耶稣来世界不是为这个。
But this is not the reason Lord Jesus came to the world.
所以他说我的国不属世界。
So he said that my kingdom does not belong to this world.
因此我们在教会里面不谈政治。
And that's why in this church we don't talk about politics.
因为政治是世界上的国度的事情。
Because politics is matters of this world.
教会跟政治没有关系。
Church is separate from politics.
教会是神的国。
Church is a kingdom of God.
教会是神在做王。
Church has God as our king.
所以我们教会很特别。
And so our church is very different.
跟政治没有关系。
Our church has nothing to do with the politics.
因为耶稣来世界不是要做世界国度的王。
Because Lord Jesus came to this world not to be the king of this world.
而且这些门徒对主耶稣态度也不一样。
And these believers, their attitude towards Lord Jesus changed.
我们看二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
约翰福音第六章二十四节。
John chapter 6 verse 24.
众人看见耶稣跟门徒就不在那里，就上船往加百农去找耶稣。
24. When the people therefore saw Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into the boat and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus.
这些人在寻找耶稣，何等的热忱啊！
And see how hard they were trying to find Lord Jesus.
看到耶稣不在。
They found that Jesus was not there anymore.
坐上船了，又跑着就要去找耶稣。
Some ran, some went into the boat to look for Jesus.
所以我们对神的这个态度会怎么改变呢？
And so, how would our attitude towards Jesus change?
如果我们只听说有神。
If we have only heard about God.
有时候这态度还是不冷不热。
And sometimes our attitude is still somewhat lukewarm.
如果我们体验到神的恩典。
But if we experience God's grace.
神真的很爱我。
We experience how he loves us, that he has healed our disease.
我们对耶稣的态度马上改变。
Then our attitude towards Jesus will immediately change.
圣经记载有一个抹大拉的玛利亚。
And the Bible records Martha, a Mary.
她身上有七个鬼。
And that there are seven demons in her.
你身上有一条鬼，这个人就不正常了。
If a person has one demon, then she must not be normal.
所以以前听说一个姐妹啊，被鬼做工啊，附着。
In the past, we've heard of a sister that was demon possessed.
她不能够做家事。
And she could not do any housework.
因为每次走到半中路，她想要往左转，鬼叫她往右转，她就站在那里，不晓得往哪里去。
Because whenever she walks, she wants to make a left turn, but the demon would tell her to make a right turn, so she was stuck there, not knowing what to do.
她煮饭的时候，她放盐下去，鬼说多一点。
And when she cooks, she wants to put some salt, and the demon will tell her to put more.
那煮下来太咸，都不能吃。
And all the dishes will be too salty to eat.
一个鬼附着，这个人就不正常。
So if a person's possessed by one demon, she would not be normal.
那家里一个人不正常，全家都不正常。
If one person in the family is not normal, then the whole family is dysfunctional.
那抹大拉玛利身上有七个鬼。
But in Mary, there are seven demons.
不但这是她的痛苦，这是她家庭的痛苦。
And not only she's suffering, but her whole family is suffering.
那遇到主耶稣。
But she found Lord Jesus.
就把鬼赶出去。
And Jesus cast out all the demons.
她就正常了。
So she became normal.
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
她跟着耶稣。
She followed Lord Jesus.
到处去传道理。
She's to spread gospel everywhere.
她服侍主耶稣。
She served Lord Jesus.
她用自己的财物来供给主耶稣的需要。
She supplied Lord Jesus' daily needs with her own money.
为什么她会对主耶稣这么大的热忱？
Why is she so devoted to Lord Jesus?
因为她回想以前我还没有认识耶稣的时候。
Because she thinks back of the days before she knew Jesus.
我的生活是何等的痛苦，在黑暗中没有希望。
She remembered how painful her life was in the darkness without any hope.
现在这么自由。
But now she's free.
这么健康。
She's so healthy.
因为耶稣给我恩典。
All because of the grace of Jesus.
所以宗教信仰的热忱，这是从我们对神的体验来的。
So our devotion towards our religion comes from our experience of God.
我们真的体验到他好，你就会跟着他走。
Once we experience His goodness, we will naturally follow Him.
我们真的感觉到他很爱我们。
We truly experience that He loves us.
我们就很自然会想要爱他，对他有一个回应。
Then we will naturally want to love Him back.
这是自动的。
So this is automatic.
这不是勉强的。
You cannot force it.
所以你看，每一个真的对神有体验的人，那种爱神都是很真诚，都是很实在的。
You will see that everyone who has experienced the love of God, when they love God, that's very natural, is very true.
因此耶稣走到那里，他们去找到那里。
So they try to find wherever Jesus goes.
那有时候我们就在回想我们自己。
So when we think about us,
这一段圣经记载得很好。
This is a great recording in the Bible.
看着好像跟我没有关系。
But it seems like it has nothing to do with me.
第一个，我生活过得很好。
First, I lead a good life.
我不需要神迹啊。
I don't need a miracle.
我不需要赶鬼。
I don't need casting demons out.
我也不需要医病。
I don't need the disease healed.
我也不需要耶稣变的饼。
So I don't need the bread from Lord Jesus.
因为大部分的人天天都过得很好。
Because most people, they lead a decent life.
那我还需要耶稣吗？
So do I still need Lord Jesus?
这是我们在看我们自己。
And this is us looking at ourselves.
我看我自己，我没有问题，我活得很好，所以我不需要耶稣。
When we look at ourselves, we think that we lead a good life. We have no problem, so we don't need Jesus.
但是我们人看自己还有一个方法。
But we can also, there's another way to look at ourselves.
当我们站在造我们的那一位神来看我们，到底我们是什么？
When we look at ourselves from the perspective of God that created us, who are we?
看起来就不太一样了。
The perspective is totally different.
因为高度不一样，看起来就不一样。
Because the height is different, so the perspective is different.
那你如果到那个 Google Map 去看。
So if you look from Google Map.
它有平面的。
You can, there's 2D view.
它有街市的景观。
There's also street view.
它也从卫星上照下来的。
There's also the bird's eye view.
每一个方向角度看起来都不一样。
From every view, the angle's different.
所以当我觉得我过得很平安、很顺利，我生活过得很丰富，我不需要耶稣，是站在我在看我自己。
So when I think that I live a good life, I don't need anything, so I don't need Lord Jesus, we are looking at ourselves from our own perspective.
那从主耶稣来看我们又是怎么一回事呢？
But when Lord Jesus, when we look at ourselves from the point of Jesus, who are we?
我们看约翰第六章。
John chapter 6.
是26节。
Verse 26.
耶稣说，回答说，我实在在告诉你们，你们找我不是因见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。27节。
27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. 27, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
这里主耶稣说，你们找我不是因为见神迹。
Here, Lord Jesus said that you seek me not because you saw the signs.
是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
你们找我不是因为我是神在找我。
That means you seek me not because I am God.
你如果从神迹去推，他就是神。
From the miracles, you should deduce that he is God.
所以他们找耶稣不是因为耶稣是神，为了拜神去找耶稣。
So they seek Lord Jesus not because of the miracles, because he is God.
那为什么？
So why do they seek him?
是因为吃饼得饱。
But rather because of the loaves of bread they were filled.
就是为着今生的好处，今生的利益。
In other words, for the benefit of this world, of this life.
当然神很爱我们。
Of course, God loves us.
所以我们有困难，今生的困难，你向神祷告，我们的父亲都会怜悯，都会垂听，都会帮助。
If we have any troubles in this life, when we pray to our Heavenly Father, He will love us and He will have pity on us.
但是如果我们的宗教信仰追求就停在那个地方
，But if our pursuit of faith remains in that stage,
那有一天我生病好了，我的身体好了，我都找到很好的工作，生活很舒服，我就不需要耶稣了。
Then one day when my disease is healed or I found a job, then I will no longer need Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣在说，你们找我是因为吃饼得饱。
That's why Lord Jesus said that you seek me because of loaves and were filled.
那现在主耶稣指引他到一个更有价值的追求方向。
So now Lord Jesus pointing them to a direction that's worth the pursuit.
这个是我们今天需要的。
And this is what we need.
27节。
27。
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to an everlasting life.
结果主耶稣在这里讲说，有两种食物。
Lord Jesus said there are two types of foods.
一个叫做必坏的食物。
One is food that perishes.
那是什么？
What is that?
那是物质的食物。
That is the material food.
要存到永生的食物。
And the food that endures to everlasting life.
那是什么？
What is that?
什么叫永生的食物？
What does that mean?
就是吃了以后，让我们可以得到永生。
And that means once we eat it, we will gain eternal life.
所以主耶稣这里引导他们。
So Lord Jesus here is guiding them.
敬拜耶稣，追求耶稣，不只是为着身体保平安。
To pursue Jesus, to honor Jesus, not for the sake of this life.
并不只是为着没有事情找事情，所以我来求耶稣这样而已。
Not because they had nothing else better to do, so they come and seek after Jesus.
这个今生的好处会过去的。
Because the good, the benefit of this life is transitory.
那今生的好处是有价值。
But it has value.
但是这个不是主耶稣要带给我们真正的价值。
But this is not the true value that Lord Jesus hopes to bring us.
在圣经里面同一章他有讲。
And in the same verse, it also speaks of this.
我们看32节。
Verse 32.
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，那从天上来的羊不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上的真羊赐给你。”
Then Jesus said to them, "Most surely I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven."
耶稣是真正的粮食。
Lord Jesus is the true bread.
那这个粮食让我们吃的就不饿，就不渴。
This bread, once we eat of it, we will no longer be hungry or thirsty.
也就是让我们的内在得到满足。
In other words, our inner self will be filled.
物质的粮食满足我们肉体的需要。
The material food also only fulfills our bodily needs.
但是肉体只是一个壳子。
But this flesh body is just a shell.
肉体里面有灵魂。
In this body, we have soul.
那个灵魂要吃什么？
What does the soul eat?
让我们的灵魂可以健康、健壮、有力。
In order for our soul to be more strengthened, to be have more power.
现在人的问题。
So the problem of people these days.
物质外在的条件太丰盛。
Is that the material goods, our environment is too abundant.
但是里面那个灵魂没有东西吃。
But there's nothing to feed the inner soul.
饥渴。
That the soul is hungry.
所以到处寻找刺激，到处去寻找娱乐，到处去寻找满足。
So they seek after exciting things, seek to find things that will fill the inner soul.
所以就喝酒。
They will binge drink.
喝酒不够。
If the drink is not enough,
drug.
They will use drugs.
这个比较刺激。
Because this is more exciting.
好多事情啊，就是找刺激。
And there are many things they would do only to find excitement.
那很多的这个满足都是在罪里面。
But many of this fulfillment is in sins.
为什么？内心空虚。
It is because their souls are empty.
找不到地方可以寻找满足。
They can't find a place that would fill them.
所以人的心很多问题。
And so our hearts is filled with problems.
物质生活是改变了。
Our material world has changed.
心灵上很脆弱。
But yet the heart grew weaker.
里面缺乏一股经得起考验的力量。
What's inside is something that's lacking the strength that will put them through all kinds of tests.
一件事情发生，睡不着了。
So whenever something happens, they can't sleep.
再继续发生，精神衰弱。
And if it continues to happen, they become depressed.
要吃安眠药。
They have to eat drugs.
再继续发生。
If bad things continue to come.Then they become severely depressed.
我们里面这个人太弱了。
Because the inner self that we have are too weak.
没有力量。
It's without any strength.
耶稣说我就是生命之粮。
Lord Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
他就是我们里面那一个人的一个真正的粮食。
He is a true bread that will feed the inner self inside of us.
所以当耶稣进到我们里面，
So when Lord Jesus comes into us,
我们内在这个人会变成很刚强。
The inner self will become strong.
世界上最刚强的人是谁？
Who is the strongest man in the world?
是耶稣。
Is Lord Jesus.
他钉在十字架上。
Because he was crucified on the cross.
他从来没有表示他很可怜。
He never showed that he is pitiful.
他非常的刚强。
He was very strong.
他可以赦免那钉他的人。
He even forgave people that crucified him.
他可以把这个苦杯吃下去。
He drank this bitter cup.
因为他知道这是为着救人。
Because he knew this is for the sake of saving people.
他可以忍受一直到断气为止。
He endured the suffering to the point he gave his last
breath. 因为他知道这是人类最大的善治。
Because he knew this is the greatest good for humankind.
要成就在救恩上面。
He had to fulfill the salvation.
为什么他这么的刚强？
Why is he so strong?
因为神在他里面。
Because God is in him.
所以今天我们的内心要得到满足。
Therefore today, if we want to be fulfilled, content in our hearts,
我们要得到力量。
If we want to be strengthened,
需要主耶稣进到我们里面。
We need Lord Jesus to come into us.
他是生命之粮。
He is the bread of life.
在63节
63,
耶稣说叫人活着的乃是灵肉体是无益的我对你们所说的就是灵就是生命
63, It is a spirit who gives life The flesh profits nothing The words that I speak to you are spirit, their life
有一次我坐飞机 从旧金山搭到伦敦
Once I took the flight flying from San Francisco to London
我很好奇为什么这么多人喜欢看电视
I was curious as to why so many people want to watch TV
我看的电视十小时一直看到伦敦
And so I watched TV for 10 hours all the way to London
看到伦敦只有一个结论虚空
So the conclusion I derive is that it's vanity
这个是杀时间用的
And it's only to kill time
无聊的人用的
Only people who are bored watches TV.
回程以后，我就再改一个方式。
And so on my return flight, I change a method.
除了睡觉，就是看圣经，听圣乐。
So besides sleeping, I will read the Bible and listen to spiritual music.
我就发现非常不一样。
And so my experience is very different.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because God's words is bread, is life.
所以当神的话进到我们里面
，So when the word of life come into us,
灵得到造就。
So the spirit is edified.
生命得到丰盛。
Our life is fulfilled.
那圣乐呢？
What about the spiritual music?
圣乐跟所有的音乐都不一样。
The hymnal music are drastically different from the other musics.
如果你在开车看到那个青年哦，开那个 convertible 那个开天窗的，跳跳跳跳到快要下来了，跳到路旁了。
So when you drive, if you see a young person driving a convertible car, bouncing in the car as if they're about to bounce out of the car,
他一定是在听摇滚乐。
He must be listening to rock music.
越来越刺激，刺激到快要跳出去了。
Because it's so exciting that he is bouncing to the music.
这个就是现在社会潮流的特色。
And this is a characteristic of the trend of the world.
但是当我们在听圣乐，
But when we listen to hymnal music,
这里在歌颂神的伟大。
It's praising the creation of God.
神的荣耀。
The glory of God.
神的慈爱
and the mercy of God,
神的公义
the justice of God,
神的圣洁
and the holiness of God
我们听了以后发现这个心里越来越安静
and once we hear the music our heart will become quiet
你听一听在唱唱赞美是在读一两章圣经晚上很好睡
and after you hear the hymnal music you read a couple chapters of the Bible you will sleep very soundly
它让我们心灵得到平安
because it gives peace of our heart
耶稣是生命之粮
Lord Jesus is the bread of life
他确实可以改变我们
He truly can change us
当我们内在得到满足
when our inner self is satisfied
你就发现了随遇而安
you'll realize that you are comfortable everywhere
你有钱开好一点车子感谢主
if you have the money you drive a better car and give thanks to God for that.
你开普通的车子也感谢主。
If you drive an ordinary car, you still give thanks to God.
什么都可以。
Because you're at ease everywhere.
一定要这样才可以。
Is I don't have to have a certain way.
没有这样就不可以。
That I would not live if I don't have a certain thing. Why?
因为内心已经满足了。
Because your heart is satisfied.
所以对外在的要求就没有什么。
And so you don't have any requirements in your physical needs.
这样就很自由。
So you become a free person.
那这个生命之粮到最后要带给我们的就是天国的永生。
The bread of life, what he will bring us at the end is the eternal life.
所以地上的满足继续到天国的永生。
So the worldly fulfillment will last until eternally into heaven.
倒过来讲就是在地如天。
So in other words, we live on earth as it is in heaven.
我们在地上可以体会到天国的那种平安跟喜乐。
In this world, we can experience the heavenly joy and peace.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣就是生命之粮。
Because Lord Jesus is the bread of life.
在他里面不饿也不渴。
In Him, we will never go hungry or thirsty.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
His word is spirit, is life.
要进到我们里面。
Will come into our hearts.
满足我们。
Will satisfy us.
唱诗。
Let's see Him.
24章。
24.